morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a little later, but it's still Friday night, and it's time for the greatest internet radio show ever. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Spank Wagon Radio. And tonight we've got a lot of shit planned. Oh yes, a ton of crap. Tonight we've got our Stan Lee trivia to win the autographed Stan Lee Marvel t-shirts. And we have someone new totally abandoning the studio at exact start time. Amazing. Wow. Tonight we also have an interview with the Quickie Mart manager. That ought to be interesting. That, and we're if you're kind of confused, yeah, we're on an hour later. You'll catch up to us, don't worry. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. You're on. Yeah, you are. Your board's on. Dude, your board's on. Plug in. I've got them all on.
Am I on?
You're on.
What about now? Okay, port number 3 over here is officially dead.
It's dead. Nice.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Niecy.
And we welcome everybody. Now that we're here an hour later, hopefully this... Jimmy's just
drop
telling
the
me
music.
In the chat room.
Drop the music.
Jimmy.
Oh, God.
Jimmy, tonight of all nights.
Yeah, tonight we have to have the podcast.
Tonight of all nights. Yours is broken?
Ah, Jesus.
we'll get your mic working here in a minute.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Okay, enough scolding the boss. It's just an honest mistake. He did this twice. The last time we moved and the last time we moved back. It happened.
Jimmy.
I'm just telling you.
Jimmery.
Okay, can you just...
Jim Taru?
Thank you. I was going to wait. What's next? Who's next? All right. Spank Wagon Radio, and for everybody there listening, if you're listening to us live or podcast, everybody has just the same amount of chance to win the Stan Lee t-shirt.
Tonight, kiddies.
Stall while I load up the webcam.
Stall while you load. Yes, tonight we are going to be giving away the Stan Lee t-shirt.
Now, for those of you who remember, we interviewed Stan Lee about, 2 months ago now?
About a month or
March?
Two ago.
Yeah, I thought it was March.
Yeah, something like that.
It was before, yeah.
It's quite a while ago.
It was before my time.
So what we have, and maybe we can get this up on the webcam here for those of you who can want to see
it.
There it is.
Ooh, where'd you put that? Oh,
I don't know, yeah, over there.
Wow, really badly lit, too.
Of course, it's a dark studio the way it should be. So here's how it works. We did the interview, and we got Stan Lee to sign some things, a comic for me personally. I'm never giving that thing up. But we got more importantly, we did think of you guys, and we stopped to get a t-shirt. And when we picked up this t-shirt, we realized, yes, in fact, we were going to give it away on the air. Hey, now, what's
Trencher,
this?
How are we going to be giving it away on the air?
Well, what we're going to be doing is 4 trivia questions throughout the night. So if you're listening live or podcast, it doesn't matter. You're going to get these trivia questions. Oh, I didn't turn your mic up. I didn't realize we were doing that.
See, when I did the whole finger thing.
Oh, the finger thing means something.
You're not supposed to give away the secrets.
Yeah, fourth wall be damned. Yep. Hey, I got a call.
Let's try this again.
Hold on. Spank Wagon Radio.
Hey, maybe you should teach that little monkey of yours to read, first of all. And second of all, I'll give you a full refund.
Uh-oh.
Well,
Jimmy?
That's the boss.
You
that's
just pissed
Jimmy.
Off the boss, asshole.
Your show will be recorded if you read the whole goddamn paragraph, which you clearly didn't.
I
had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with it.
No, I'm talking to Murphy directly.
Oh.
Jim, I read it.
You didn't read it.
I did read it.
You glanced. No.
What you failed to see is I'm sacrificing my own personal time to sit here and record your second half hour.
Oh, that's outstanding.
That is great, actually.
So and then I got to catch shit about that?
Well, Jimmy, we'll make it up to you.
How's that?
You can enter the contest.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And just so everybody knows, we'll tell them why you're here.
I see it on cam there. That's sweet, man.
It is. That is a legitimately signed Stan Lee Marvel t-shirt.
That is awesome, dude.
So, yeah, you're up, Mirror Murph.
So how can they win this shirt?
Well, they're going to be doing some trivia.
So you want to be a millionaire?
Yes, you're going
thanks,
to
thanks, thanks. Give it away there, niece.
Hey.
What we're going to do throughout the whole show, and it's going to be once every 10, 15 minutes or so, or whatever.
Whenever we get a chance.
Whenever we feel like it. We have four questions, and these questions are going to be difficult. But for everybody listening at home live and for everybody listening to the podcast, it gets even harder. Because you can only get the questions from the podcast. I will not be posting these online to SpankWagon. I will not post these to any forums. You have to listen to the whole show.
Do you see why it's so important that we have the podcast tonight, Jimmy?
Shut up.
You know what? I don't care if you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs for 2 hours. I still consider it important to have your podcast.
Well, thank you.
Well, that's not all that's being done with the thumbs.
Whoa!
That reminds me, you need more lube.
Oh, Jesus.
My ass is getting raw.
You know what's funny, guys, is we're now after like a nationally syndicated radio guy, Papa Joe show. And so we bound into the studio as crude as ever, and I think we just shocked the guy to hell.
Yeah, oh, was he there?
Yeah, he was
here.
Yeah.
Nisa's sitting in the green room, and he walks out and says, okay, you guys, we'll see you later. And
he said guys, okay? He said,
she looks
he said,
up
guys,
and says,
guys.
I have a vagina.
I have a vagina. I'm not a guy's.
Like nobody noticed.
No, come on. You loosely call a group of people guys anyway.
Hey. I know what the tone meant.
Oh, Jesus.
Where?
Jesus is coming. Hide the porn.
All right. So.
Get out the towels.
Well, Jimmy, I do apologize for giving you a rash of shit. You just, tonight of all nights, it's so important
I've said it before. I'll say it again, even with Jimmy on the line. He's only done this two other times. And that's when we changed times last time and when we changed times back last time.
Yeah.
So,
well, at least I got it updated on the website that your time was changed.
You know, yeah, you did, actually. You did better than I did because you had it up sooner than I had anything on my site up.
See?
So, got to give him kudos for that.
Just listen for our chance to win, then. Basically.
Listen, yep, because here's how it's going to work, and I'll kind of finish what I was saying.
I love how the production value has really
Is
improved.
Is that your final answer?
It's the phone. The phone helped a lot. So, here's how it works. All you have to do is submit the answers, 1 through 4, to contest@spankwagon.net or to radio@spankwagon.net. Both of them get to me.
What are these answers to?
These are answers to 4 trivia questions. And when you answer these 4 trivia questions, you'll be eligible to win. Now, if there's multiple people, we will put everybody's name into a hat and do a nice little raffle style next week for... Thank you, niece.
I have a better idea than putting
She's
him in a hat.
She's just chomping away the Skittles.
I have a...
What
I have a better
you
idea.
What plan this do you
is have? She's going to get caught. I'm excited.
Oh, shit. She's going to snort
She's
out an entire Skittle.
She's going to snort fucking
this
Skittles.
Awesome. This is what we do. We take 4...
Here we go.
...objects.
Oh, God.
Okay? Or however many objects for however many people we have that are winners. And we lube them up and we write the names on each one. And whichever one niece can stick deeper into her, that person wins.
I think the raffle's a little bit easier.
Yeah, but the trick is I won't know who it is, so it'd be totally unbiased.
Yeah,
it'll
true.
Be
See?
Up to my vaginal cavity.
We were going to do it in the vagina?
Whoa.
In the anal?
It's always about the anal.
Is it a tie?
Oh, dear God.
Hey,
Hi,
Jimmy,
Papa
speaking
Joe.
Of anal, where's Big Red at?
I told you last week.
It's right behind you. It's in the cupboard. It's cabinet behind you.
There's a cabinet behind Murph?
No, he doesn't know where I'm sitting. I don't know where he's sitting. I can't see because you won't turn the damn webcam on.
Well, we have the webcam on the most important thing, which is that t-shirt. So
the one behind you.
Oh. Wait. If I say t-shirt? Oh, come on.
That's trivia.
I thought it was just trivia.
No, that's
hey, so what? I don't understand. You got to answer all 4 questions?
Yes, all you have to four, get all four questions.
So we actually have to listen to the entire show?
Absolutely.
Jimmy, you have to listen to the entire show anyway. You have to record it.
No, I don't have to be here to listen to it to do that.
But so you're saying you don't listen to our show?
I have a volume button, for God's sake.
I'm hurt. You don't listen to our show?
Yeah, sure I do. Of course I do. What are you
talking
about?
I'm going to cry now. Now, Jim, since I've got you live on the air and can put you totally on the spot.
Oh, God.
We were talking.
No.
Ouch. That hurt.
Wow, that's perfect.
That hurt. No, I'm just saying, there seems to be a time slot open after
no.
Spankwagon Radio.
Who doesn't want to be here this late?
Yeah, King Hesh had to move because he can't stay up too late, I guess, now.
That's what we were saying. You know, the new slogan we heard is King Hesh, the new early bird special.
He's doing the Sunday early afternoon show now.
Grab your Ovaltine. It's time for King Hesh.
I figure he got tired of dealing with all the drunks.
Wait, are you talking about the co-hosts here or what?
Come on.
Hey, I'm not allowed to drink in the studio anymore.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
I had to get special permission. I had special permission to drink in the studio.
Drinking privileges have definitely been suspended for us in the studio. So, yeah, notice he's just sort of...
Look, you
no one's allowed to drink in the studio. I don't drink in the studio.
You should try. Anyhow. All right, Jimmy, we're going to let you go. Thanks for calling in, and you are eligible... The only person in LV Rocks or connected to LV Rocks that's eligible to play.
Edgitable?
Edgitable. Maybe I have been drinking. The trivia.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy.
Later, guys.
Oh, I have a vagina.
Can we see it?
Hey,
I don't take anything.
Well, if you were at the Hard Rock.
I heard about this.
Yeah. Wait. What about the Hard Rock and your vagina?
There's not a Hard Rock vagina. Wait, I got this. Huh? Okay.
We're asking questions about your vagina.
Was she on the phone?
No, I was... Oh.
Principal's
she was
desk.
Text messing.
Who is she text messaging?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Is it her vagina?
I don't know. That would be the text
What about a Hard Rock in my vagina?
You said something about your vagina at the Hard Rock.
No, yeah, it made an appearance.
What? Oh, like a celebrity appearance.
Yeah,
Paris
actually.
Hilton style?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
How so?
I was drunk and I needed the money. Wait a minute. What? I just fell. That's
you
all.
Just fell?
Yeah.
Well, what were you wearing?
I was wearing a short skirt and, like, I forgot to put panties on.
Okay. How does...
No, and I really did forget.
How do you forget?
Okay, because I wear pantyhose, but I cut the crotch out so that whatever
easy access.
I wear,
easy access.
I can pee. It's not actually for
you know, it
purposes.
Goes from glamorous to functional, you know, just there's
it's very,
just,
it's very, yeah. So I just, shame. My friend was like, come on, we gotta go. So I forgot to put my panties on.
Oh, okay.
Period. And then I got really super...
Drunk?
Squared drunk.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
And then I just fell. And my
Why are you moaning
like,
at her cell phone?
Okay, first off, she has you as me and me as you. Apparently,
I'm...
That's
what I said.
She has it swapped. Your shuttle to Spankwagon is here. But I want to... Not to completely cut off your story, because it is fantastic.
I wonder what's in there. That's so interesting. Sorry, Lex.
I would like to know about the no masturbation agreement.
What?
Oh, okay. I'll talk. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, I totally invaded her cell phone here.
Nice.
Well, me and Lex have this. Neither of us can masturbate unless it's the other one getting the other person off. So, because we're both being stupid and we're not, like, taking any steps towards sexual gratification. Because
apparently
with each other.
He hopes you're feeling playful tonight.
Yes, he does. yes. Boy.
So you're...
There's other great stuff in there. I don't think I deleted it all.
Are there any pictures on here?
Saying,
hell, we
is
get
there
some
a picture phone
on
there?
This one.
There's no, actually, I think I actually deleted the only naked one of me.
I keep having flashbacks of pinning you to the wall.
Whoa!
I wonder what the others are going to say when they see it. Wow.
Isn't that hot?
Sit cross-legged, touch.
Oh, that's different. That's to cleanse my chakra. That's not even sexual.
It's concentrate on spot between vagina and anus.
What?
Chant lamel as... Okay, that's called the taint, by the way.
Yes, of course it's called the taint, but I mean...
Wait, there's a prayer to your taint?
No, it's just like to cleanse your chakra. You're like, nom,
stupid head Josh. Who else is on here? Let's see. Pillage his village.
That
pillage.
Was another guy that
I'm
I was
totally
being
just
shy.
Raiding your phone here. Let's see all what right. else is going on.
So what here while you're doing that, we'll also cover this for everybody out there. Here in a little bit, we're gonna be calling and talking to the manager of the Quickie Mart here in Henderson, Nevada. Kumar. Once we get Kumar on the phone, we'll be talking to him about what everything he did with the 7-Eleven to turn it into a Quickie Mart
as part of the national, I guess you could say, campaign, marketing campaign for the new Simpsons movie. Also, we'd like everybody to play along. We have our phone lines. What's on there?
That's my ex.
Because she totally just went ape over the phone.
And the person's name is Do Not Answer.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, that's nice.
There's
like a
there's a penis.
Yeah, it's a...
Wang. All right, so you can give us a
call. Oh, wow, she's got some hot pussy on here, too.
Nice.
Wait, seriously?
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, so check it out. Can I get the number out here, folks? We'll open up the lines a little later. I'll just mute these chuckleheads. We'll open up the lines here. 1-866-587-6257. We're definitely...
No, give it back. Give it back.
They're having too much fun with this phone. So we'll open those lines for everybody. And, of course, don't forget the Stan Lee trivia.
I actually do have a dirty picture.
Oh, yeah.
Notice
give it up.
Too busy
I can't
to do
give
the
it
words.
Up.
I can't.
Come on.
I don't like that picture.
Show me yours. I'll show you mine.
Oh, God. Wait, let me just see what it looks
So, anyway, give out the number.
I already did.
Oh.
Oh, we were busy.
Yeah, 1-866-587-6257.
And what are they calling in for?
They're calling in for the... Well, that's just a call-in because the T-shirt trivia... Nice. The T-shirt trivia is only for people who email contest@spankwagon.net.
Oh, or, you did get the email made.
Yeah. Yeah. Or radio@spankwagon.net.
No, don't confuse it. Just make it contest.
They both go to the same one, buddy. I made it simple for me. So either one, doesn't matter. Contest@spankwagon.net. You can submit your answers. As a matter of fact, let's start off with the first question. All right, the first question in the Spankwagon trivia. And this is the easiest one of them all. Name all of the official co-hosts of Spankwagon Radio.
I know that one.
Yes. You better.
Grumpy, Dopey, Doc, Sneezy.
All you have to do is name all of the official co-hosts of Spankwagon Radio. And the answer, this has got to be the easiest. And yes, we're talking about everyone from its inception in 2000. Every single one, because once you're a co-host, you're never done being a co-host. Nice. So that's the first question. Murph, could we... Come on. I'm over here. I'm all alone. Engineering.
I can't do
what
that.
What was it?
I can't.
I hate being over here sometimes.
I can show it. It's okay. It's just...
Oh, God. It's a picture of Niecy sucking cock.
Wow.
Was it in my inbox or my outbox?
It was in your mouth box. Holy shit.
All right. So that's the first trivia question. Name all of the official co-hosts of Spankwagon Radio.
Now, where is it that people have to do this again?
They basically have to send the answers and... You're going to have to listen to the whole show to get every question, four questions. And then you send your answers to contest@spankwagon.net. So that's the first question.
That is. Now, guys, again, email.
Contest@spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon.net. This is a one-of-a-kind item. You will not find this anywhere else. Stan Lee doesn't sign a whole lot.
No, he doesn't. I mean, he does and he doesn't.
I mean, the stuff that he signed at the other place, it was all of an hour. Mm-hmm. So he was there for an hour, and there were people lined up around the building. We do want to say thank you to the guys at Comic Oasis for helping us, letting us do this with Stan. It was an awesome time. And
Who's been on the show? Derek?
Yeah, Derek. And he'll be on next week.
Excellent.
Derek will be on next week to talk comics. We did this live. He only signed four things that night.
Yep.
And this is one of them. I didn't even get anything. That's fucked up
that's
part.
That is fucked up. But
did
I told you.
You see the altruism going on here?
I offered to buy him a shirt so he could have a Stan Lee signed shirt.
I got something better than that. I have pictures of Stan Lee interacting with me.
Which is excellent.
That. Yeah,
but this is for our fans. The shirt's definitely for our fans. So... That's your first trivia question,
that
and
is the first
I will hate
night.
To say this, but if you missed it, you're going to have to catch it on the podcast.
Yep, we are not repeating
any questions. We are not posting them online. You have to listen to the entire show.
Oh, this is a technically dorky question.
Yes.
Which actually makes me not a dork because I'm not cool, but when you're listening to a podcast, is it just my computer or
just your computer?
Are you not able to... like reverse and go forward at your whim.
You can once it downloads to your machine.
If you download
it.
Okay,
me.
Then what you may be listening to, if you're just listening to the Listen Now link, that's just a stream directly off of the server.
No, but once it's in my iPod, though, or iTunes, once it's there.
Okay, again, it may just be the stream off the server. You actually want to subscribe.
Okay.
Enter the URL and subscribe. What that'll do
is
it downloads the podcast to your computer. And then it's just a regular MP3 file.
Okay, because I was wondering. Okay, that makes sense.
Yep. So right now, I think what we're going to do is we're going to go to a quick break. I'm going to get Kumar. From the Quickie Mart on the phone. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
And we'll be back.
Oh, she did that like a champ.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Got our interview on the line here, so this is pretty cool. Because if anybody knows anything, or you know, you've been paying attention to the internet, I believe there's 12 cities in the entire United States that have got this nice little treat of having an actual Quickie Mart, the branded Simpsons 7-Eleven, if you will, in their city. And we're actually very thankful to have one because they got a lot of cool swag that came along with it. But more importantly, yeah, swag, it's a good word. More importantly, on the line here, we have a gentleman, Kumar, who's one of the actual managers there, and we have a few questions for him, and kind of want to get some, just a little bit of interview time, because I think this guy's, his 7-Eleven has literally turned into like a mecca or a tourist attraction for sure. Kumar, are you with us?
Yes. I'm the owner.
You're the owner, I'm sorry.
So you own
the 7-Eleven. I thought they're franchised.
Yeah, well, they're the franchise, so I'm the franchise owner.
Okay, all right. So you now are technically not an owner of a 7-Eleven, but an owner of a Quickie Mart.
Yes.
How did that come about?
Well, I went to a 7-Eleven convention a few months ago in Dallas, and then that's when I first heard the secret. And as soon as I found out, I went straight to the powers that be, and I told them that this is something that I really am interested in doing.
Excellent. So they didn't originally even have Vegas planned, and you just kind of, what, politicked your way?
They had Vegas planned. They just didn't know what store.
Oh, okay. What kind of work went into actually turning the 7-Eleven into an actual bona fide Simpsons Quickie Mart?
It took about, I think it was 20 people were there. It was overnight. We started Saturday night at midnight, and we ended Sunday morning at 7 a.m.
Wow. What was all involved?
Just they mailed the pizzas from Dallas, and there was so much, I mean, planning just to get things so perfect. We could do it in one night. It was crazy.
Cool.
Now, a lot of that stuff is like Mylar overlay and things like that, but some of it looks like it was pretty intense to put up.
Yeah, I honestly thought it was going to be cardboard.
They did a really good job. It looks great. I've driven by it a couple times, and I've seen it on the news.
Yeah.
Stop in. I'm trying to get out there, man, but every time I look at the place, there's like 50 million people out front of the damn thing.
Yeah.
Now, of all the stuff that you guys have in, of course, there's the Krusty O's, the donuts, and you'll find it most places. What have you found is going faster than anything else?
I'd say the Krusty O's are just flying off the shelf.
Very cool. And the Radioactive Man comic, was that real limited, or how many? I mean, I haven't
they
found them anywhere.
6,000. Our store brought in, I think, 600, and they're all gone.
Wow.
And from what I understand, that's all that's going to be out there. They're trying to produce more, but there's no, you know, that's all we hear.
Okay, so with all the work and everything, because when I walked through there and I was noticing just everything, I mean, everything was turned into Simpsons and Quickie Mart and, like, the branding. Like, the fact that they did the gas, the awning over the gas pumps, gas pumps themselves, I mean, that's pretty intense. When they started doing that, what sort of was going through your mind as they're saying, hey, you guys are really doing a number here?
I was just in shock. I didn't think it was going to be that intense.
How much of a Simpsons fan are you?
Tracy Ullman.
Wow, all the way back.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one more question here. Go ahead.
No, I was just wondering if Niece's mic was on there.
Niece's mic's on.
Maybe not. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So, Kumar, the whole thing from top to finish, they've done a really good job. Do you find anything kind of lacking you wish they would have done a little bit more of?
I wish we could keep some of it for sure. I wish they would have done the whole building, because right now only the front is done.
Right.
Yeah, I think that was just and maybe a few more characters on the inside.
What has it done for sales? You know, as far as percentages.
I can't hear you.
What has it done for sales?
It's increased. We're up 30%.
Wow.
Well, but is that 30% on par with the amount of traffic you're getting, or is that just kind of like?
Are people coming in and shopping, or are they just coming in, taking pictures, and leaving?
No. People are coming in and shopping. We've got a lot of Simpsons items, and it's just, I mean, the community loves it.
All right. Well, you know, and I will say, like, when I pulled up there was people in lines getting photographs and everything taken. So I got to ask one question here, though. What are you keeping?
Yeah, that's...
I get to keep one item, and I think it has to be a poo. He kicked it all off, and that's got to be my new favorite character.
There you go.
Are there security measures in place to make sure that people don't come by and jack, like, I don't know, stuff off the, you know, the gas pumps or anything like that? Or is that
yes,
just...
we have security right now.
You mean just for this event?
Yeah.
Is that being paid for by you, or is that being paid for by the people, the company who's financing the decor?
I honestly don't know. I'm pretty sure it's paid by 7-Eleven Corporate.
Okay. So, in other words, he has security guards there, and he doesn't know who hired them or if they're real.
That's not him, then.
But he's secure.
Now, of all the crazy-ass fanboys we know have come in there, which one's been the weirdest so far?
I'm sorry?
Of all the crazy fans that have come in, which one's been the weirdest?
I don't think I can answer this question.
Oh, yes, you come on now.
No, I can't do it.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
It was you guys. It was you guys.
No, it wasn't us. It wasn't.
It was a guy driving by, but didn't stop in.
Oh,
nice.
I always liked Futurama better than The Simpsons. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm on par with that. If they need to
see, now I love The Simpsons, and when I found out, you know, that they had this, you're okay. There's only, am I correct, 12 in the entire nation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Have you chatted with some of the other store owners?
No, I haven't. Not at all. I think we've just been so slam busy, I haven't had a chance to chat with too many people.
Go ahead, Niece.
Have you had to hire more people to you know, keep up with the traffic?
Yes, we've hired, I think, 6 more people.
So are they fucking out, like, you know, when this is over?
Oh, no. We'll keep them all. We've got other stores and other things they can do. Oh,
okay. Very cool.
So how many stores do you own, Kumar?
I own the one. My dad owns a suit shop, a tailor shop, and those are two in our family.
Cool. Now, I want to point. I just want to kind of throw this out there for everybody who's here in Las Vegas. Some people are still amazed that this is even happening and have no clue, even with
I'm
all the...
I'm still in shock myself.
Yeah, it's like, I can't believe that they don't know. I mean, it's been big news, but you're located on the corner there of Horizon Ridge and Stephanie up in Henderson.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, yeah, it's going to be like, what, the south... northwest corner, if I think correctly. The northwest corner.
Right.
And you've done great sales, and has Matt Groening been in there yet?
No, not yet. We're expecting him, though.
Oh,
now is this a public event, or is this a private event?
I don't know. I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
Nice.
I'm just hoping.
How much longer are you guys going to have this up and running?
Till August 1st.
August 1st.
So that's four months.
That's pretty good.
Well, then my next question is, those idiots who try to steal, like, the comic book guy or Nielsen, do you got a replacement?
No, I don't.
So don't take his shit, yo.
Yeah, especially.
Do you have to, do you have to pay for that since they have security if somehow someone gets some memorabilia away?
Wow.
No.
No, he's covered. That's all insured.
Okay.
Of all the stuff that's in there, what's your personal favorite item?
Not the one you're going to nick, but the one you actually like.
Of the merchandise that you can purchase, what's your favorite?
I like the Buzz.
The Buzz Cola?
The Buzz
You know,
Cola.
We have a six-pack of Buzz.
We do have
a
six-pack of Buzz here because I bought it.
No,
the...
actually, you know what? I'm sorry. Can I scratch that?
Yeah, scratch it.
I like the donut. The donut just does it.
The pink donuts with the
sprinklers.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know we bought a box and brought them into work.
Who makes those?
Well, that'd be 7-Eleven.
No, but I mean, so
Carl's Donut
here in town.
Yes.
I thought they went out of business. Anywho, good donut place.
And they're made fresh daily, so.
That's
wow.
That's awesome. I was worried that they were going to be like some weird shipped in donuts. They'd be all crunchy by the time they got here.
No, sir.
That's cool, though. Carl's Donuts makes the donuts. Looks like we got our Buzz Cola here.
We got Buzz Cola, but why was there no Duff beer?
Because I believe it's a PG movie.
So the movie, do you know when the movie comes out?
Movie comes out July 27th.
July 27th. And do you already have your tickets?
I'm trying to get them.
Do you get free tickets? You should.
Yeah, you
should.
Well,
no.
Hi, I'm single.
I haven't got them yet.
you know what though? You need to go in your outfit. You need to go in your work shirt.
Yeah, definitely.
Now I heard there's something cool with the name tags that all the employees have.
We all get to pick our own, I guess, piece of the show name tag. You can be whoever you want to be. I just happen to be Seymour Butt.
All right, Kumar. Any last questions from you guys?
I'm good. Thanks
all right.
For calling.
No
Kumar,
problem.
So again, one more time, that is the 7-Eleven at the corner of Stephanie and Horizon Ridge here in Las Vegas. It's 7-Eleven. You guys are open 24 hours, of course.
But they still have locks on the doors.
Yeah.
And it is going to August 1st. So guys, make sure you go down, check it out. And if you're not in Vegas, see if you're near one of these things or at least make a road trip and go pick one up.
Because the Buzz Cola cans are kick-ass. I know the Crustios, they were gone when I went there. You got to look at the walls. I'm sorry. I was completely amazed when even the glass that usually has like the 7-Eleven etched into it, covered over with Quickie Mart logos.
That is so very cool.
I mean, it was complete. Absolute and complete.
Is there somewhere on the internet that you can see pictures of the interior?
Of the
12?
I believe you can go to Vegas.com and see them under dining.
There you go.
Oh, okay, cool. Absolutely.
All right, Kumar. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So, wow. Okay. So, do we want to try this stuff?
I'm opening one up.
All right. Because I didn't want to try it with him on the phone in case it tasted like, you
ass?
Know, fresh toasted ass.
Do I have to finish it if I don't like it?
No. You don't have to finish it.
No, we're just going to pour it in your vagina.
Well, it's
carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, caramel color.
It's RC Cola.
It's RC?
It's RC Cola.
Yep. 7-Eleven distributed by. Mm-mm.
Ah, do they have Diet Buzz?
I doubt it.
I like RC Cola.
It's RC Cola. That's what it is.
There you go. So we're enjoying some Buzz Cola here. We just got done talking to Kumar. And again, one more time, because Jimmy in the chat room said that he didn't even know they were doing one here.
Yep.
It's Horizon Ridge and Stephanie. So it's 24/7. So once you're done recording our podcast, you can go ahead and run out there. And speaking of the podcast, I think it's time for another question. in our Stan Lee t-shirt, or I should say Stan Lee autographed t-shirt giveaway.
Oh my gosh, is it really time for the next question?
It is time for the next question. This one is going to be a little more difficult. Just a little more.
What Russian novel embracing more than 500 characters takes place during the Napoleonic War?
No. Question number two. Marvel Comics has a nickname for the initials DC in DC Comics. What is the Marvel Comics nickname for DC? That's a toughie. That one should be a fanboy will know that.
It's not Dick Cheese.
It's definitely not Dick Cheese. So what is the Marvel Comics nickname for DC Comics? There's specific to the D and the C, and that's all I'm going to give away on that question.
That is question two. Email your answers to contest. Is it contest or contests?
Contest.
Contest at spankwagon.net. Email those answers in. You do need to have all four. They all do need to be correct.
Yep.
Any email that does also not include your name, your telephone number, your address, and your email address will be discarded.
Because we got to be able to send you the shirt.
We have to be able to contact you and, you know, be able to say, hey, you won your shit. Here it is.
So we want your information, and again, send it to contest@spankwagon.net. And if you are the lucky winner, which we'll announce next week, you know, we mail you a t-shirt.
So on the off chance that nobody gets all questions right, but somebody get, you know, a few people get 3 out of 4, are you just going to say, fuck you, you're stupid, and we're going to do this another time?
No, I'm keeping the shirt.
Murph is wearing the shirt. No, actually, I'm guessing if a real fanboy is downloading this podcast or listening to this live,
fucking Google it, people. What the fuck?
Thank you.
Well, no. Well, exactly. But I mean,
I also included a very un-Googleable question.
Yes.
A very tough un-Googleable question.
If we don't get anyone with all four answers correct, then we'll move to three. And
no, you should do it again.
You think we should do it again?
You shouldn't settle for this. Stanley would not settle for this.
Well,
she's got a point. No, she's got a point. Excelsior! No, if we don't get someone with all four answers, then we'll find another contest, and who can put my fist in their ass the deepest.
Because I tell you what, these are tough fucking questions.
I think you're going to get a porn star getting that and not a fanboy.
Hey, there's some porn stars who are fanboys, and it's out there. These are very difficult questions, unless you're a true, honest-to-God fanboy. And to be honest, that's exactly who we're catering to for this contest.
Yeah, no, this contest, this whole fucking show, who are we kidding?
Yeah, no shit, we just talked to Kumar, not Harold, but Kumar, about his 7-Eleven.
Dude, if they were to open up a White Castle out here, I would shit my pants.
After or before?
Yeah, literally, yes. Sliders.
Oh, Sliders. Speaking of chain restaurants.
Oh, no.
One of my favorites of all time has opened up here in Vegas. And last week.
We went after the show.
And I know you're not impressed with it.
You know what? I had a good time.
It is Manufactured Happiness.
It is Manufactured Happiness, but.
It's Dick's Last Resort.
Oh, I've heard of them, and I want to eat there, but yes. I'm worried. Are they really like, get your own fucking soda?
No,
right now. Right now they're kind of happy preppy, but trust me, it'll do great into that soon.
Because I was waiting for that. No one got their beat up, or no one got beer thrown down their throats.
Let's talk about you non-tipping son of a bitch.
Oh, hey, I'm a server, by the way, just in case all you didn't know.
So we get there.
Oh, come on, now be nice.
We get there, all right? The girl comes up, really happy little bartender, really cute and
very cute,
funny. And I order, of course, my beer, and
I ordered a water.
And you, just him.
What?
He ordered a bottled water. My beer was $5. His water was $4. How the fuck are you gonna have water almost as expensive as goddamn beer? You should have just drank the fucking beer.
I should have.
You should just ordered the beer and asked for a water back, and they would have given it to him, and he would have had beer, and you would have had cheap water.
Anyway, so I pay the tab and I tip her. I tip fairly well, I think. So a couple more rounds goes by, you know, sitting there, we're talking, hanging out. He orders me a beer.
I get him a beer.
Get some beer. Goes to reach into his pocket and get one.
Is it a lint ball?
No. One of his Sacagawea dollar coins.
I was not going to do that. Well. Because the minute you knew I had him way before we went out,
that's right,
said,
you
no.
gave him to me. That's right, because you were going to tip with him. No, instead you tipped the girl $1.
That's all I had.
Wait a minute.
Bullshit!
Wait a minute.
Bullshit! No!
A $5... Continue.
Bullshit! Because you were just like me. You got $20 out of the ATM just like I did.
I didn't go to the ATM.
You had a $20 bill. I remember this vividly.
How many?
And you went to tip the girl a dollar.
Okay.
On a $5 or on $9?
On like five.
Okay. Well, I mean, considering it's alcohol, that's kind of acceptable, especially.
Oh,
no. You're not off the hook.
Oh.
Because, I mean, you know, you're not drinking, so you're not aware of how much you have or haven't been tipping her.
No, it was a conscientious choice of tipping.
Yeah, minimum tip on a beer is $2. Doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter if it's a $2 beer. I'm
going to
take
you
$2.
As a guest.
Minimum
My rule. Minimum tip on one on a drink is $1.
I would say a dollar for alcohol. However, if you were eating and you got like
we weren't eating.
If you were eating like a nine, like at my restaurant, they're like $9 burgers, and you didn't get a soda, and it was just $9. Right. I would want like at least $4 because I'm cool.
And we had a couple of rounds.
Yeah,
there was a couple of things going on.
There was a rapport being established,
and you tipped a dollar. So anyway, I rip into him. I just tear the shit out of him.
Yeah, you did. You absolutely did.
You son of a bitch.
In front of her?
You cheap son of a bitch.
In front of everybody. I mean, everybody at the bar, her.
What color was your face?
Deep, deep magenta red.
And I said, this is what you do, motherfucker. You get her over here and you buy her a drink. You buy her a shot. I don't care if I have...
And then tip her!
Yeah, exactly.
Her,
so then we try to get her over, and she's working the other side of the bar now because they brought in another bartender.
No, that's not why. It's because he fucking tipped her $1.
I know. So we get the other girl to come over, and I say, can you get her over here? My friend, the cheap ass, which, by the way, they gave me a hat that said cheap date with an arrow pointing to him, wants to buy her a drink because he's cheap and he's sorry. And you know what we are told? The bartenders are not allowed to drink on duty.
No, they're not.
What kind of fucked up? No, fuck that. I have never been anywhere where the bartender can't drink on duty. Never.
Apparently you go to very seedy places. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't give me that indignant expression.
I was going to say, no shit.
No, but
what
I mean,
was
like,
your first clue?
My work, like, you know, corporate places like that, you can't, I mean, any places like that, period. You can't drink there.
I've gotten drunk with the bartender at Chili's.
Well, okay, well, you shouldn't have. But, like, place like Hennessy's, when I worked there, like Mickey Finn's Hennessy's, if the customer buys the girl a shot, she can drink it, but she can't buy herself a shot.
Oh, I know. I've seen that.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, yeah. Right.
But,
and,
like, I'm
and,
surprised it's not like that, especially the place like Dick's Last
Resort. Yeah,
before.
No, that's what... That's,
like, it more
that,
of a character.
That turned him into, like, what the fuck is going on, you know?
I was like, give me that dollar back!
I have ordered a beer at Dick's. The guy has brought it to me after he set it on the table, said, you know what, hang on a sec, take it, chug the whole fucking thing in front of me, and handed me the empty.
And then had you pay for it, and you tipped more than
a dollar. Yes, and I tipped more than a dollar.
So you tipped more than a dollar on an empty beer? I think the clause should be a full beer.
No, I tip well, and it's because I appreciate people in the service industry. I'm not like Steve Buscemi from fucking Reservoir Dogs
oh
over here.
Oh, my God.
I don't tip.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, Christ.
No, wait, I tip. I fucking tip.
No, you don't. You cheap son of a bitch.
Look, I'm not going to argue the fact that I'm a cheap son of a bitch. I'll never argue that point. I absolutely positively am.
He opens up his wallet, and the president's inside are squinting from the lack of daylight.
Well.
That's because they're close to my ass.
Yeah.
Then they should be flying out of the wallet in fear.
I guess you nailed it. I am a complete and utter cheap ass.
You're a Jew.
No. Not that far.
Yeah, that's...
But I do owe you one more meal, so...
And you still owe me $20 for the goddamn bench!
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I kind of do. I guess I am cheap.
You are. You are so funny. You know what's funny, too? He lends me $10 at a pay-per-view once so I could buy myself some... some dude, the next day is bugging me for his $10.
My $10.
This is fine. I give him. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. Next time I see him, I'm like, all right. Next time I see him, what happened? I gave you $10.
Yeah.
The next pay per view, or no, a couple pay per views later. And this is after he still owes me the money, right? He still owes me this money for this bench. I've been to 2 pay per views since then. Not a single time has he said, oh hey, let me get you some food to pay you back
for that money I owe you.
And he knows, and I know your mind's like a steel trap. I know you've got that little running Excel sheet in there.
No, you know what? I am like that too, like with money.
You know
I don't understand, but I'm
what?
The same way.
No.
Oh.
No, don't you
no,
give me
No, put
any...
it away! No, we're sorry!
Where the hell did he go?
He doesn't even have $20 on him.
Fuck.
Oh! He's throwing a
Fuck
20
you.
At me.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
What's this?
I'm feeling gassy.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Are you gonna stuff it in my pants?
Are you gonna
Oh, ow! Oh, I just got a Ric Flair chop to the spine.
You will never, ever, ever forget that $20 forever.
I'll never forget this $20. That's the only $20 I've ever had to hound you about for 6 months to get.
What?
Six months?
No, it's been like, well, like three. No, it's
three.
Not even that. Maybe like a month and a half. Wow, that really hurt. Okay, so yeah, we had dinner at Dick's and it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, although I could do without the disco band.
The
disco band really did not fit at Dick's Last Resort.
Was it that 70s band they had at the House of Blues?
No, it was worse.
No, Disco Inferno.
No, what? It's not Disco Inferno. It's the other one at
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights is the one at House of Blues. They rock because I know most of those guys.
That hurt.
The Disco Inferno. Are you going to be all right?
Oh, I fucking lose. Give me some more soda.
So, yes, I'm a cheap ass.
You are.
Okay, well, as long as you accept
now, let's talk about something else.
And, I will totally accept the fact that I'm completely cheap. I'm
completely an ass.
Completely an asshole. I will never. You can ask this guy out in the green room. I have no fucking clue. He could look at me and go, "You're an asshole." I guarantee it.
Lex,
come on, Lex. As in Luger.
Well,
I was thinking Luthor, but
Lex Luthor. Hey, there you go.
Who's Luger?
Hey, see? Thank you.
That is one happy-faced individual.
Yeah.
He's got kind of a happy little round face.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Did you just say happy little round face?
It is. A happy, it's a round, and it's a face.
And hopefully later it'll be buried in her lap.
I fucking hope so, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, if he's playing the song from Deliverance on you, run!
Apparently, Trench, the JLD says you have a cute ass. Apparently, she hasn't seen it since inflated to the size of a small couch.
Yeah, well, hey, finally got my couch, by the way. That's happy.
Yeah, I know.
No, the reason I'm cheap is I get conned into buying $1,800 pieces of furniture.
Huh.
Gotta save that money
somewhere. Oh, come on now. You got conned into, please. You could have kept the couch from the old house.
Yeah, I could have, but it was crappy.
So I do want to bring up something in this.
What else did I do?
I want to flog my own phallus here on
your
this
own
one.
Molly?
A couple of times now, I've had Trench over my house for dinner.
I could say you've had him over your knee.
I've had his balls over my face. He's teabagging me. And,
speaking of teabag, did you actually teabag Queen
Hesh's tagged the Queen Hesh's wine glass. I stuck my sack in that thing and swizzled it around.
Your little satchel?
I've got giant nuts. So I may not have a huge dick, but I've got big nuts. So I've had Trench a couple times now.
That came out wrong. We don't even need to. You did it yourself.
I've had Trench over for dinner a couple times now, and I wanted to get Trench's honest opinion. Now, you've had some of my food and some of the stuff you haven't.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about the shrimp.
The shrimp. Oh, my God.
Is it coconut shrimp?
No.
Could it be?
I don't like coconut.
I don't care what you like.
Hey, Lex, I hope you can cook. All right.
I hope you have a tongue like Gene Simmons.
Wow.
I don't. Look, she's drooling over here.
Look at this. He's like. Should we cut the show short for you?
No. No. I like the frustration. It's hot.
Well, I have a bit to do after this, and I've just been inspired by it. So, anyway, Trench, I want your honest opinion about my shrimp. Tell me what you thought. Tell me what you like. Break it down for the people.
All right. Well, why don't you tell them what kind of shrimp and what you put on it?
The shrimp I make are garlic lime shrimp.
Mm, that sounds good.
I use 2 full sticks of butter.
It is cholesterol.
I zest 2 limes. I squeeze lime juice from 2 limes. Fresh garlic, and I always crush it myself. Not pickled or garlic powder. A little bit of salt, fresh ground pepper. I have the mix, the white, red, black pepper.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then what I do is I take the shrimp and I skewer them on bamboo, and then I brush this over them, and then I let them sit in the fridge
with
it.
Or metal skewers.
I let it sit in the fridge for about 40 minutes. Then I take them out, put them on the grill, and get them nice and good and seared, and then do them with... serve them with rice.
Yep.
White rice? Like jasmine?
I prefer dirty rice.
Dirty rice.
Dirty rice?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now that long you know grain. What he cooked.
That sounds... Oh.
Those shrimp... Now, you guys got to understand, I am so attempting to lose like a ton of weight because I'm tired of being a fat ass that it's very... I can't go over to his house whenever he cooks. Also, thank you. Yeah. So I can't go over to his house when he cooks because it is so goddamn great. And it's not stuff he does on a stove. No, 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 no. It's all on the grill. It's all on a wood barbecue grill.
Yeah, I only use charwood. I don't use, like, cheap-ass
briquettes or anything like that. It's all on wood barbecue grill. Mm-hmm. And I think I polished off 4 or 5 skewers. I actually taught myself sword swallowing so I could just get all the shrimp in my mouth and pull them off of the skewer. It was so good. Now, I got to put someone under the bus on this one. Uh-oh. My poor wife. She missed out because she refuses to eat anything that has the word sea or food anywhere in the menu description without actually tasting it, without actually knowing what it is. She would not touch a piece of the shrimp, and it was phenomenally...
Would she kiss you after you ate it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't kiss him regularly anyway, but...
Well, but it was the most phenomenal shrimp I have ever... I mean, there's... You know, I was even saying by the end of that, and then the next night when you had the ribs, you know, our buddy Omidan watches the Food Network. Mm-hmm. You are the fucking Food Network. It's delicious.
Thank you. And just to transition, since you did mention the ribs, I weren't so proud of because they were pork shoulder.
But that sauce.
My barbecue sauce is...
Is it spicy?
No.
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 It, well, it's...
Here's what you could do with it. You could literally turn it into a candy.
It is a variation of a Kansas City sauce, which is a little bit tangier, spicier sauce, but I make it sweet in a way that once it gets heated, it caramelizes and gets chunky.
It just stays right there on the meat.
And it candies. But it does candy the way I make it.
So, yes, I will say that without a doubt, that is the
uh-oh, he splurged.
I can't, yeah. I mean, I've lost 28 pounds by that point, and I gained another 5 back, you know, just off of his fucking cooking in 2 days.
I love to cook. I love to cook for an audience, man. My wife will tell you, if it's just me, I'll throw something in the microwave. But if I've got an audience involved, then I'm very
it's
happy.
It's phenomenal. So I think what we need to do right now, looking at the clock.
Wait. I want to extend this. Hold on just a second.
Oh, okay. What are we doing?
Is that door locked?
No. Oh, you need it locked? You want it locked.
See, I just noticed something. Nice can moan a little here. Does it lock?
Well, we'll find out.
Nice can moan, and she can groan a little. Now, out in the green room is a friend of hers. What I would like to see if we could do is the monitor up out there?
Let me get it up.
Get it up there.
God.
Okay. Jen, we're going to go to break here. Can you take us out with a grand finale?
Okay.
Oh, how I love.
I think I just got it in her eye.
Spank Wagon Radio. Thank you, JLD.
You're welcome.
righty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with Spank Wagon Radio, coming into our next hour here. Good stuff, first hour, talking to Kumar from the 7-Eleven here in town. They got turned into a Quickie Mart. We just had the JLD call in. That was pretty fun. I think it's time for trivia. Because we're coming up to the third question in winning the T-shirt, the autographed Stan Lee T-shirt, which if anybody's on the webcam, you can see it. It's really kick-ass. This third question, this one's going to be probably the deal breaker. I mean, this is going to be, you are a hardcore fan. You are, you know, one hell of a Spankwagon fan with this one. Actually, one hell of a Stan Lee fan. What am I saying? Fuck Spankwagon. Name the book series that Stan Lee put his name to that was done in the 1990s. And I've got two hints for everybody. They're not Marvel comic related, but they do revolve around a comic book universe. So these are a book series that Stan Lee put his name to in the 1990s. They were not Marvel, but they were comic book themed or related. Maybe not themed, but definitely related. So it's a book series. That one's going
to
be
tough.
That's
pretty rough. Now remember, guys, email this and the other three answers to contest@spankwagon.net. Again, you must include your name, your address, your telephone number, and an email address so we can confirm it with you. What we will do is we will tally these up during the week, and on next week's show, we will announce live the winner, and we'll try and call you on the air.
Right, and just so everybody understands, we're talking today is July 6th. So next week's show, and I forget the date. Oh, Friday the 13th. The winner will be determined on Friday the 13th.
Wait, when's the deadline to have the answers in by?
By the time I get here to show, because I leave this for the studio at 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
I'll
cool.
check my mail right before I leave to make sure I have them all.
Okay.
That's what I'll do. So, yeah, we want those emails emailed to contest@spankwagon.net.
And what's the question one more time?
The question, name the book series that Stan Lee put his name to in the 1990s. These are books, novels. They're not Marvel-related, but however, they do revolve around a comic book theme or universe. So that's definitely going to be a tough one for everybody to get. That should be very tough. Blissfully tough.
That's something they couldn't find on Google?
Well, they could Google it.
They could, but this one will be difficult to Google because this was my deal breaker. This was the one that was intentionally written to, you know, just
okay,
specifically
so
to sink people.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, all of a sudden we're both distracted. Yes.
Sorry.
And then.
So, I guess it's time for some news.
Yes.
And stuff.
Go for it.
All right, child dials 911 287 times on an old cell phone.
I heard about this. It was a deactivated cell phone.
It was an inactive phone, but inactive phones must have 911 access.
Yeah.
It happened in Carpentersville. Emergency dispatchers heard a child's voice but couldn't tell them where the call was being made from. At times, 15 to 20 calls made during a shift, then they stopped for a week. By the end of last month, the four-year-old had called Quadcom's emergency center 287 times using a deactivated phone, according to the executive dispatcher. When the girl was finally located, she said she wanted McDonald's, gave out her address, and the center promised to fill her order. Instead, they sent the cops.
They sent the cops. It was just a girl playing on a cell phone. Was there any charges pressed? Because I never heard that.
I don't believe there are, but the child's mother didn't know the phone could still make 911 calls because the phone was deactivated. No return number was given. The information was turned up on the center's computer.
You know, the one thing I will say is my old phone, the phone I used to carry, used to have a bad problem with being able to pocket dial.
You didn't put that on?
No, let me explain. You could actually still put that on a lock, but it recognized star and asterisk, and then in order 911. So,
oh my god!
If you had it in your pocket and you randomly hit 9, and then you randomly hit 5, it'd still keep the 9. So if your keys randomly hit the 1 next, mm-hmm. it'd hold the 9 and the 1, and you'd still randomly hit everything else, but it'd hold the 9 and the 1, and then you'd hit the 1 again.
My phone, my new phone, it locks automatically.
Yeah.
And you have to type in a code. to get it in. But the other thing you can type in is 911.
Yep.
And you can call them. You can, and it says emergency calls allowed.
Yep. And it will say that, you know, from the lock screen. Not the password lock screen, you can still hit 911 and it dials 911. So
yep.
You could still pocket dial 911 even on a locked phone. So I want to know what they did. I mean, because, I mean, they sent the cops, so they just did a checkout. Yeah.
They probably just went to Warner, and because the mother, I'm sure they were aware at this time that it wasn't a real emergency.
Right,
so they sent
200
the police.
Times.
Yeah, they sent the police, and the cops probably talked to the mother, and the mother said she had no idea.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, I mean, think about it. I mean, it's just it's a deactivated cell phone. My question is, though, if you're going to give it to your kid to play, why did it have a battery?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, because
it makes
that.
Beeps and boops when you press the button.
Right, yeah, and you really don't think about that, but it was still capable of dialing 911. So
I did that when I was young.
Dial 911?
On a regular phone, on a cell phone.
Yeah.
And the cops came, and I thought I was going to jail.
I'm going to jail! Time to be a prison bitch.
I was like, oh, fuck.
You're arrested.
So football season's apparently started early.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Twins and the White Sox today. Final score 20-14.
Jesus!
Yeah, Minnesota missed the extra point, but I don't think it really mattered in that. Kubel drives in 7 in the highest scoring game since 1999.
But that's like the highest for both teams. Normally it's a blowout, like you get 12-2 or you know, 4. I think the highest I saw that I actually watched was a 14-3.
19-1. Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, the year the Diamondbacks won the World Series.
Damn.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It was unbelievable. 20-14. Just looking at the scoring summary here, I mean, Maurer grounded into a fielder's choice. Castillo scored. Bartlett out at second. I mean, it's ridiculous how much the scoring went on this. At what point
do they just say, fuck it? Hut, hut, hike!
Yeah, no shit. At one point, the Twins were up 20-10, and they allowed a couple more. Tomei did walk. Cintron scored. Hall went to third. I mean, just looking at the score on this, it's amazing. If you've got my audio up, let me play the video here. I don't know if it's. I haven't cached it yet.
I got the audio. I got your audio.
Let's play some baseball. Twins taking on John Garland. The White Sox have lost 12 of their last 16 home games. Top first, Garland facing Joe Maurer. Runners on the corners, and Maurer with the double up right field fence. Luis Castillo, Jason Bartlett, come on around and score. Twins taking early 2-0 lead. Top third. Torii Hunter facing Garland. Torii Hunter taking Garland deep. His 18th
yard
of the season. Twins up 6-3.
So anyway, check out ESPN's MLB tonight and our baseball tonight.
Yeah, no shit.
It's
going to be hell.
That's an incredible score on that. I swear to God, I thought, holy shit, where's football season for this? Are the Vikings playing already?
No, because that score is way too high for the Vikings.
Oh,
thank you.
Ouch. Something else came out this week.
What's that?
Microsoft has announced that they are extending all Xbox 360 warranties again. At first, they extended them from the 90 days to 1 year.
Okay.
Now they are spending $1 billion, and they're going to be increasing everybody's warranties from 1 year to 3 years.
Jesus.
It's going to cost them $1 billion, and the current rumor right now is that it seems to be some sort of an overheating issue, kind of like heat stroke that's affecting the machine. Microsoft has called the seizures general hardware failures, while some users refer to it as the red ring of death for the three lights that illuminate around on the console when a serious problem has occurred. I've never had that, but it can happen.
Well, you know, one thing that people don't seem to realize about electronics is you can't stack electronics like you think you should be able to.
Oh, yeah. The heat builds up.
Heat builds up. I mean, you got to look at modern entertainment centers and blame a lot of those because...
There's no ventilation in there.
No ventilation. I have this really nice, ginormous oak entertainment center in my living room, and one thing I've learned is that there's no ventilation, there's no breathing space, there's no air to go through. You know, a lot of people now buy all these things, and they'll stack their DVDs on top of their VCRs, they're on top of their cable boxes.
On top of their stereo.
On top of the stereo. Everything has vents on the top, but if you don't have air that can go through them.
Yeah.
Even I know that.
And with the 360, exactly. It's even worse. The power supply is separate outside of the unit,
right.
And it's about a third of the size of the Xbox itself.
Jeez.
And that thing puts out quite a bit of heat, too. So, if you've got an Xbox, congratulations. You've now got a 3-year warranty instead of your original 90 days.
Nice. You know what, though?
It does apply to the Elite. As well.
Okay. Well, it better. I mean, it's the same hardware technically.
Well, a little bit different hardware.
A little bit, but I mean, same physical structure, same
including
potential
the HDMI
problems.
And a new fan system. Funnily,
now you know what though? I will say this, and this is coming from an Apple guy. Very worthy, absolutely, positively worthy of Microsoft to actually extend this warranty. Now, people are going to badmouth and say, "Well, you know, if you made a better product," but honestly, Microsoft did the absolute best thing here. They acknowledged they had a hardware problem, and they're going to fix it.
Yeah, and they did a really good job. I think the Xbox 360, in my eyes, is the superior console right now.
You actually had earlier this week, for about a week, a PS3.
I had a PS3 for about a week, and I didn't like it. I was not a fan. I watched the Blu-ray movie. I watched Talladega Nights. I'd never seen it. Mm-hmm. It looked great. It's a nice system, but it's just not for me. Also, I did end up trading it for a Mac Mini, and the joke this week was, at this point, there are more games for the Mac Mini than there are for the PS3. So Sony announced, though, this week that there is a less than 1% failure on the PS3s right now.
That's because there's less than 1% actually being played.
There are... Well, this is. They also claim that.
Look at it this way.
Well, hold on. Now they also claim that the amount of PS3s out there also are what's jacking the Blu-ray statistics up, because Blu-ray is currently beating HD out in the wild 2-1. They're saying the PS3 is that. Sony has made a solid product. It's just crap and too expensive.
Well, okay. How can you have a solid product that you're going to turn around and call crap?
To me, what the PS3 can do doesn't determine. Shouldn't require that price tag. Also, the numerous configurations, and not including Wi-Fi in all of them, also limiting to what you can do as far as memory card readers go. It's just a bad idea. And we played the song, How to Kill Your Brand. Mm-hmm. They really have done it. I think it's a crap system, but as far as the hardware manufacturing goes, it's a solidly built system.
Okay. One thing I know that Sony has done this so many times in the past. I mean, I'm sitting here in front of a prime example here in the studio, but in front of me is a Sony mini disc player. You know, one of the things that Sony wants to do is they realize, you know, it's the old Razer marketing strategy. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily buy a Razer. What you're doing is you're buying the blades. You know, you're not buying the handle and the actual Razer itself. You're buying the damn blades. Sony wants that marketing for themselves. They don't want you to buy a PS3 or even a PS2 for that matter.
They want you to buy games.
They want you to buy the games. They want you to buy the movies. We were at Best Buy earlier this week. First thing that, you know, you said when you looked at a Blu-ray movie was what?
They're so goddamn expensive.
$30 at least?
Yeah, $29.99 for the games. And then I saw today they have a shitload of movies now, like at Fry's this week. Mm-hmm. Like, they're $20 and under. You can get Blazing Saddles in Blu-ray for $13.99 this week.
That's nice. But is that just this week?
There are a lot of sales going on. And also, there's a big promotion. There's a big promotion going on this summer where if you buy a Blu-ray player, you get 5 free Blu-ray movies. They give you a coupon you have to mail in, and it goes for almost any Blu-ray player, including the PS3. So they're really trying to push that, but the movies are so goddamn expensive, and it just drove me up a freaking wall.
No, and you're right. I mean, but let's think about that. Of course, they're going to charge only $13 for Blazing Saddles. That movie wasn't shot in high def. They didn't even have a concept of high def in 1974 when they made that film. So why what justification do they have of saying it's a $30 movie because it's on this technology?
Oh, I think when they put it on Blu-ray, it does get upscaled a little bit.
You can't upscale it, though. I mean, you really can't. I mean, you could do a lot of manipulation, but you're not going to make it anywhere near true Blu-ray. What they're attempting to do, again, and I'm just repeating myself, they've developed their little player. Yes, it costs way, way too much. I mean, DVD players cost $700 when they came out, but they went down in price. Your music's up on my side.
It's the same concept as a DVD player versus the VHS, though, I would think. Well, I mean, maybe not the exact same, but it's... I mean, if you took a VHS movie and went...
But what you're looking at, though, is not just two totally different... I mean, you're looking at how do I want to say this? It's VHS and DVD, in my mind, in my opinion, is more apples and oranges. Mm-hmm. And DVD versus Blu-ray versus HD DVD is like more like Granny OG, Smith Granny apple, Smith. Sour apple, and Macintosh apple.
And the big thing in the 80s that won the VHS beta war was porn. Porn decided they were going VHS, and everything else went that way.
Yeah.
Now we've got porn studios being courted openly by Sony, mm-hmm. trying to convince them to go to Blu-ray. So we've got warring camps, and no one wants to watch porn in HD.
You know what? Porn in HD
just don't look good.
Don't, yeah. You know, you need the soft lens. You need the better filters. Yeah, you don't want it.
Yeah, that's funny. The Blu-ray system right now, the other thing that is really difficult is that studios have signed exclusive deals. Take, for example, Walt Disney. All of their animated films and their animated features have been exclusive to Blu-ray. I do believe it's Fox and Fox and, I want to say, DreamWorks are both exclusive to HD. So you've got these two competing formats.
Okay.
that are signing people to specific deals, and it's going to cause a problem. There is currently only one hybrid player out on the market, mm-hmm. and it's from, I do believe, Samsung. It's not even out on the market yet. It's coming out, and right. I'm worried that many, you know, decompressing technologies is going to make both of them,
fair. It's what I don't like, and I don't like about the whole idea of multiple format. I mean, I love the competition between multiple formats. I mean, there's nothing better. But what's going to happen is you're going to get stuck in this marketing rut. You know, the consumer, God, I'm going to sound like big business here. The consumer really is going to hurt with multiple formats multiple active formats, because they're going to buy some movies that are only going to be available in Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. Some movies are only going to be available in HD DVD. And we're going to get screwed because we have to pay all that money.
The tagline from AVP, Aliens versus Predator, Blu-ray versus HDVD. No matter who wins, we lose.
Exactly. Yeah, because who can afford all this technology right now? And even down the road, when it does get cheaper, you got to buy two.
Yeah.
Hopefully the
hybrid players. And hopefully the hybrid players do turn out to be halfway decent. If they do suck, then it's going to be real.
The hybrid players are going to be big. They're going to be bulky and big like a Go Video DVD VCR, mm-hmm. because they've got to handle all that mechanism for each individual component. Now, if you really think about it, which it means that if you load in those, it's going to have the dual lasers, the blue laser. What color is the HD DVD laser?
I think it's just a standard.
Is it a standard red? Mm-hmm. Okay. You're going to be dealing with two sealed technologies inside of one device. Sealed.
That's going to be way
DRM,
expensive.
Yeah, way expensive. DRM locked, not able to move back and forth between the two.
DRM locked, but the key is out there in the wild and on T-shirts.
For now. And it changes, and when it changes, it'll be found again and posted. But no, very, very stupid.
Well, I think it's interesting that they would be going after porn, but I wonder if they've thought about going after like educational institutions and trying to apply it to that.
Well, I actually heard a discussion about this. The reason it hasn't gone that far yet, the only people that are really going educational is going to be Discovery, because they've got the backing for it. PBS and a couple of other industry areas can't afford the equipment required to shoot directly for this.
Well, that's not necessarily true. PBS does have an HD channel.
But
there's limited what programs they can show. I mean, if you really look at it, I mean, and I think we've talked about this in just a couple weeks ago on the show. If you have HD cable, mm-hmm. or HD satellite, not every show is in HD on those HD channels.
No, a lot of stuff gets upscaled. And that's a lot of things that's going on with DirecTV this summer when they launched their 10th satellite. Most of the channels that are going in their new 150 HD package, most of them are just upscaled standard channels.
Is that like the same concept as IMAX?
No, IMAX
is totally
different.
It's a larger film. It is a high-def film.
Mm-hmm. It requires a different camera set, and it even requires different audio process.
Yes, because they handle most of what you hear for digital, like digital sound, it's handled one way. But the IMAX sound is even more channels, mm-hmm. so it gets its own separate soundtrack on these giant reels of film.
Okay, that's cool. Okay.
So, yeah, that's we're kind of screwed on that one. Hopefully it doesn't go badly.
Hopefully it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say exactly where this battle is going to be won. Who's to say that another competitor, Philips being the inventor of the CD, of the technically of the DVD, I believe, mm-hmm. They may finally say, guys?
Here's Check what
we're
this
doing.
Out.
Yeah, here's what we're doing. Because at any given point, they can pull back their patent designs on the CD, mm-hmm. which means it'll screw everything up that food chain. And they can start making life hell for any vendor, anybody who makes DVDs
but
of any kind.
But then the Bush administration will just make a change and it'll be fine.
What they'll do is they'll completely communicate
like the Disc Neutrality Act of 2007.
Don't even get me started on net neutrality. That one took a big blow this week. The FTC says, well, you know what? This whole net neutrality sounds good, but let's hold off on it a bit. And let's see what's really going to happen.
They said it's not required.
It's not required.
Net neutrality is not required. What kind of bullshit is
that?
Oh,
no. I mean,
speaking of bullshit rules, the net neutrality not required, but there was another one that came through this week that just annoyed the bejesus out of everybody, and that was price fixing.
Mm-hmm. They dropped that price floor.
Mm-hmm, they've dropped the price floor. Basically, it's been a law since, like 1907.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost a 100-year law, or actually longer, maybe 1800s. There was a law stating that manufacturers could not fix a price on an object. That's why when you look at something, you're never looking at the price they want to sell it at. They're looking at the manufacturer's suggested, that's the word, MSRP, manufacturer suggested retail price. Well, recently the government has decided to take that law out of the law books and say, no, this is an outdated law. We don't need it anymore. Let's bring a law. Let's bring it back to the way it was before. So now, if a manufacturer sets the price for an item, let's say Murphy's Titans hat, if that company that built or constructed or designed or fabricated that hat,
that would
decides,
be Reebok.
Okay, Reebok. I didn't know. As you check your tags. Maybe not.
Yeah, it's a Reebok. It's a Reebok hat. Yep.
If Reebok decides that hat and just that hat is a $70 hat, there's nothing a store can do. They have to sell that hat for $70. As opposed to if they had the MSRP and they say, it's a $70 hat. It's that good. And the retailers say, we'll never sell one of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a $20 hat like the other Titans like hat sitting next to it.
Yeah. So, yeah, so, the price floor getting dropped. Hey, screw the American public.
Well, you know, and that's the thing is, where is this really going to impact? Is this going to impact a consumer level or in consumer goods? Or will it start impacting the higher-end goods? This, I think, will start impacting your automobiles, for sure.
Yeah, because, wait, is that going to impact the Kelley Blue Book value?
No, that's going to impact what the manufacturer suggested retail price. If Chevy, Chrysler, Ford says this is a $400,000 car, even though it's just a fucking little rice rocket kind of a thing.
Yeah.
No offense to rice rockets. I saw you had a helmet out there.
It's nice.
You know, it's going to be one of those things where we're going to get screwed as consumers. I wonder also how this will affect the petroleum industry.
Because
the petroleum industry still does have some flexibility based upon markets as for their suggested retail price. Is this finally it? Because as consumers, we're getting, you know, we're grabbing our ankles and getting it in the butt for sure. For sure.
Wait, so this has been passed or it's just
about
passed?
It has passed. It has gone through as of last week, past week, I should say, and we're still waiting to see what's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
In some more geek news, a team of researchers dedicated to finding means to fully control and interact the new iPhone claims to have successfully gained an interactive shell on the device.
Nice. And last I heard, it was UID 0. Every program on an iPhone runs under root.
Outstanding.
Think about that. Hello. Apple, of all people, should have realized. No. Bad idea. You don't want to run every program under fucking root. For non-geek people in the studio audience.
That's me.
What basically running under root means is you can run a program as God. Whatever the program wants to do, it will have full carte blanche access to do what it wants. Very stupid. Very, 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 very stupid.
Oh, yeah. Insanely retarded. Give it complete access and control over the entire system.
Yeah. So I hope a patch comes out for that because that is really retarded. What were you going to say?
Oh, well, keeping in with the geek news and something that could make Nice here a little wet, Mini Driver has been confirmed as the new Lara Croft.
I can't see that.
No.
Not physically you can't. It seems that Driver will provide the voice for the archaeologist adventure in a 10-part animated series called Revisioned Tomb Raider for GameTac, which begins airing starting Tuesday on their website.
Nice. Now, her voice is a hell of a lot nicer than her fucking face.
In the series, world-famous writers and artists are doing each of their own version of Lara Croft, telling a different story the way they see the character, says GameTap, whatever. The three-part adventure written and directed by Eon Flux creator Peter Chung.
Very nice.
Subsequent episodes are being handled by the likes of Warren Ellis, Gail Simone, Jim Lee, and Christos Gage.
Very so nice. That'll cast. Start. I mean, airing, that's a nice writing lineup.
Yeah, that'll start airing on Tuesday on GameTap. So you can go to GameTap.com and check that out.
Okay. Also, kind of bringing back some Apple news. DVD John, for those of you who may remember, he was the first guy that actually hacked a DVD player, a regular good old fashioned DVD player, to be able to play on Linux. Mm-hmm. He claims now that he has hacked an Apple iPhone. He states that an Apple iPhone has been able to use a non-singular network. We're still waiting for the details on this. There is also another one supposedly in the wild out in Europe that is able to be used on an open Europe network. So we're kind of waiting to see how this works out.
Was the security feature one of their shticks? I mean, for
all cell phones have to be locked into a provider to be used until recently when they changed the law and said that if you absolutely want to move your phone to a different provider but keep your phone, you can do so.
Okay.
Well, what he's decided to do, because Singular, you know, the new AT&T, which is also known for working with the NSA to give them your phone calls recorded. Yeah.
No more phone sex.
Yeah, no more. Not with AT&T, at least, or Singular. Basically, he's opened it up so that way you can take it to any other network and make it work. Any other network that supports the specific technology. And I don't know, is iPhone CDMA or is it GSM?
It's GSM.
Okay, so it's a little more open. It's quad band. It's going to be able to work on any network in the United States or most foreign countries
in
except
the world,
for Japan.
I have reports from a friend of mine that it works perfectly in Italy.
Nice. Yeah, Japan it won't work because Japan is, they kicked out GSM phones.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything in Japan is CDMA, which is a faster network, but... You know, kind of crappy.
It's not as interoperable.
No, it's not. Yeah, no, you're locked in. GSM phones are nice because if you have a SIM card, you just pop out your SIM card and pop in a new one, and you're on that phone provider.
Well, how's Apple responding to that? I mean, what's their stance?
Quiet. They're being very quiet about it.
There's nothing, no official, like, you know.
No official wrist slapping yet. Apple's weird about that kind of stuff. Like, with their OS X, they tell you, please don't install on more than one computer.
Please don't steal.
Please don't steal. That's mm-hmm. that's the limit of their EULAs for that kind of stuff. They don't care, though. If you want to use their OS on another Mac computer and put them on two or three, go for it.
Now, some of us were idiots and didn't know that. And when we asked for OS X from some of our coworkers who had it, we were told it was serialized.
Mm-hmm.
Lion sack of shit.
Yep, I am. Absolutely. But that was fun. I had fun with that.
Yeah, you dicked me.
Yep, totally. So, any other news? Niece, you got anything you want to bring up?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Nothing?
I got all kinds of stuff, man.
Go for it, dude. We got 20 minutes to fill, technically.
Let's play the race card. Blacks violated whites' voting rights in Mississippi. A federal judge has ruled that a majority black county in eastern Mississippi violated whites' voting rights in what prosecution said is the first lawsuit to use the voting rights on behalf of whites.
Interesting.
District Judge Tom Lee ruled late Friday that the Noxubee County Democratic Party leader Ike Brown and the County Democratic Executive Committee manipulated the political process in ways specifically intended to and designed to impair and impede the participation of white voters to dilute their votes. I heard what they did is they called everybody with jobs and said, you're not allowed to take a lunch today.
Nice.
Oh,
no, I don't know what they did. Let's see here.
Oh, I got some kind of fucked up news. Shit. And I want to say China, mainland China, they're having a problem now that they're starting to get too many first names and not enough surnames, surnames being your last name.
My name's Wong.
Yeah, well, you know, it can all be broken down into a simple joke. If you go over to China and you look at a guy and say, hey, you, half of the street's going to turn at you. If the guy answers, who, me? The other half is going to turn and stare.
Oh, my God.
And that's actually a legitimate problem, and they're actually investigating and trying to find ways to introduce new surnames into the population. In other words, they want to give you a new last name and have you carry this new last name as a new family name. Uh-oh. We're going back to the phones. All right.
No. I just worried about something real quick.
Real quick, if anybody's interested, you can give us a call. Anybody's listening live, 1-866-587-6257. We'd love to hear from you because we got all these wonderful phone lines.
Yeah, please. Kick in and tell us what you think.
And I think in about 10 minutes, we're going to go ahead and do the final Stanley question here on Spankwagon Radio. The final question is going to be, it's a trick question and it's a toughie.
Da-da-da.
But you're going to want to hang on for about 10 more minutes to
definitely,
get that.
Definitely, definitely. Hey, I've got something.
All right.
And this, take the bed down because this is fucked.
Bed's down.
Two teens held in the gang rape of a woman, the torture of her son, and then forcing the son to have sex with his mother.
What the hell?
Yeah, two teenagers have been arrested on charges they gang raped a mother and forced her to have sex with her 12-year-old son.
Yeah.
Authorities say 14-year-old Avon Lawson and 16...
Wait. Avon?
Yes.
We know what A-V-I-O-N. His mama wears on her face.
Yeah, and 16-year-old Nathan Walker are being charged as adults with armed sexual battery by multiple penetrators, sexual performance by a child, and armed home invasion and an aggravated battery. Lawson was arrested Tuesday after police said they matched DNA evidence found in a condom in the victim's home. Walker was taken into custody after police said they found the teen's left palm print inside the victim's apartment.
Now, the interesting thing is these guys are definitely repeat offenders if they already have DNA on file.
That's effed.
Here's yeah, these guys said someone knocked on the door, said, hey, we're out of we've got a flat tire, can we use your phone? Lady opened up her door. Next thing you know, they barged in with guns, and over the next 20 minutes 8 other people came in, fucked this lady, fucked the kid, and then made the kid fuck his mother, and then poured bleach and other cleaning products in this guy's eyes.
Oh my God.
This has got to be fucked. 7 other teens entered the home and demanded money while separating the 2 victims into different bedrooms. Police said the victim's preteen had a plate smashed over his head and numerous household liquids poured into his eyes. Investigators said the boy was forced at gunpoint to participate in the sexual assault.
Where the hell is this so I can avoid
this
that place?
This was in fucking West Palm Beach, Florida.
What?
Now, they're not saying yet, but I got a funny feeling that this was a white woman they fucked.
Yeah, probably.
According to police, the mother was then raped and beaten by all 10 teens.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my
God. That's sick.
This is... following the attack, police say the woman and her son walked a mile to the hospital.
What, no phones?
Oh, my God.
I mean, seriously.
They are still searching for men as 8 more invaders in the case, all of whom they believe are between the ages of 14 and 18. Now, look. I'm not one to play fucking stereotypes all the time. I'm really not as racist as I make myself out to be here
right,
on the air.
Right.
But this is just fucked. I mean, God damn it. If you want to be stopped, looked at like animals and second-class citizens, then here's a fucking idea. Keep an eye on your children so they're not gang-raping your fucking neighbors.
You know, the whole thing is, though,
goddamn savages.
Well, what's the purpose? Where did they get this idea? What was their goal? I mean, to steal money or to get
laid?
They got a couple hundred dollars
in jewelry and cash, but they fucking raped this lady.
They've ruined their lives.
Well, I mean, like, I'm not making light of this, but... I've honestly read erotica along this line. So
it's one thing if
I'm
it's erotica,
no,
but
no,
this
no, no,
is...
But what I'm saying is
this is a fantasy that someone lived out.
And that's what's disgusting.
It's
about
a fucking gang rape. And it's, I mean, look, not all rapists are black and not all blacks are rapists, but this is fucking ridiculous.
I will agree.
I mean, keep some fucking control on your community, people. Where's Reverend Al in all this? No, Al's right now defending some guy in his right to get a consensual blowjob from a 15-year-old. Where the fuck are you on this one, Al? What the fuck? Where's all the goddamn civil rights? Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's fucking any of these people? Let me tell you where you're at. You're out defending hot little black women, and you're out doing the shit that looks good for you. But none of you want to fucking admit that your goddamn community is full of a bunch of thugs, rapists, drug dealers, and fucking gangbangers.
Now, wait a minute. Let's be fair. Don't say just one community, because this community is anywhere.
You show me a fucking other race-based community, whether it be white, Hispanic, where you had 10 guys walk into an apartment, rape a woman, and then make her fucking teen son fuck her.
Then
show
you know
me
what?
That.
You know what? You're going to have to give me a week to do this.
Fine. I give you a week. Take
because
as much
you
time
know,
as you fucking
you know
need.
It's out there. It
no,
just,
this
it,
is
wait,
not
hold
out
on.
There.
No, it's out there, but it doesn't get reported.
No, dude, if it got reported, it would be all over the place. Fucking some black stripper claims she gets raped at a party by a bunch of white lacrosse players.
Ah, but that was a big name. Duke, you have to look at the name and the opportunity there.
You,
if it's average Joe Schmo sitting in their living room in the middle of Podunk anywhere, yeah, you're not going to get anywhere near the media exposure.
No, it doesn't matter if it was any goddamn sports team at any college, it would have gotten reported on like that.
I agree, but that's because there would have been that name behind it.
Okay. White basketball player rapes a woman, and what happens? Goes to jail.
Right.
Kobe Bryant rapes a woman, and what happens?
Gets acquitted and settles
out
of court.
Oh, didn't even
no,
get acquitted.
Gets settled
she
out of
dropped
court.
Her fucking charges. This is fucking ridiculous.
Well, now, wait a minute. We don't know the entire circumstance.
We do know the entire circumstance. The kid admitted to what was going on.
So, are you telling me then that only whites can go nuts, strangle their wives, and strangle their sons?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the black community leaders that want to play their community out to be as great as they are need to be even keel and maybe go and fucking defend the white lady for once on this.
Well, that's not going to happen because they're black leaders. They're not gonna sit there and show up. And, you know, the only person in my mind right now that I can think would do that, and I shit you not, and I'm not trying to be funny, is fucking Bill Cosby.
Well, Cosby will call him out.
Cosby will call him out.
But it's, you know what, it's deeper than that.
Well,
They
want to segregate equality.
Equality belongs to everyone, not one specific race. And you know, it's God damn it. I hate to sound like I'm fucking right-wing, but this, again, goes to the Muslim clerics who refuse to condemn the shit that happened on 9/11, and they're refusing to condemn the shit that's going on in Iraq right now.
Right, right.
They'll talk about, oh, well, they bombed our Mossad, and your artillery shells took out our mosque.
And you've killed innocent kids and people because they were hanging out with these people that were terrorists.
Let's not talk about the people that are strapping bombs to themselves and their children and walking into buildings with them.
And buses.
Fucking, why don't you condemn the shit? I mean, if you're a black leader and you want equality, okay, then why don't you say, hey, by the way, those kids that raped that white lady down in Florida,
again, though,
that's fucked up.
Well, again, though, they went after the easy one. They went after the N-word, and they went after that in, you know.
The N-word.
Think about it.
That should be illegal.
Now, hold
to
on. Hold on. They went after that not just on the black, or excuse me, on the white communities, but they went against that on the black communities as well.
Yeah, only after white people brought up, hey, wait a minute, why can the rap guy say it and we can't? What's going on
with
this?
That's kind of a known common argument, but still. I mean, they still did it. You know, it may have been an afterthought. I don't know the full details. But I think what we're saying here, ultimately, yes, equality is good, but it's just, who do you want that spokesperson for that to be?
Well,
do you really want Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson?
You know what? I would be thrilled if a single black man who had ever made it onto CNN, MSNBC, or Fox News would come out and publicly condemn something that a black man did. It's never going to fucking happen. You ask any goddamn black guy out there, they'll tell you OJ's innocent. They'll fucking tell you Michael Jackson didn't touch any kids. They'll tell you Kobe didn't rape that
woman. Wait. Michael Jackson's not black.
Okay, well, yeah, maybe. But they'll fucking back up any black celebrity that's got something pending or had pending or some sort of criminal activity against them. They'll back any single one of them up. You ask me what I think of Timothy McVeigh, I'll tell you, that was one crazy-ass motherfucking cracker who needed to get the chair. And that's
right.
Exactly,
and
what fucking happened.
He got the lethal injection, and he's gone. And that's the way it should have been.
Why won't certain races condemn
it's
problems?
Defense of the genetics.
Okay, wasn't I saying earlier, you were talking about something that happened to you today with a group of people that came in and was just rude and belligerent, not tipping. And I said, it's racism. It just never gets recognized as racism because it's coming from the black party to the white party. You know, it never gets recognized as racism. And someone will put the
stupid...
No, then that becomes racist that the white guy expects the black guy not to tip.
Right. And here's the funny thing. You just said that word reverse in front of racism.
There's no such
thing. No such thing. Racism is absolute racism. There's no reverse anything.
I know, but when you
say the reverse of racism is getting along.
When you say the word racism, there are stigmas attached to it,
right,
which imply whites negative against blacks.
And why is it implied that way?
Because we're the ones that went
guilt
over, you know, we beat down Chavez.
We didn't go anywhere.
Roots. No, but what I'm saying is,
they,
like,
no, here's the thing. They got sold out by their own people and brought to this country. Every captain of every slave trading ship was either Spanish or from Africa.
They don't want to see that, which is the same reason why they don't want to come out and admit this. It's been ingrained in them. I'm serious. It's a defect of genetics. And I am not being a white supremacist, but like, I really think that that's something that is, it's beyond us.
I'm annoyed with it.
It's worthy to be annoyed about it because you're right. There is something definitely there. We have to change gears big time right now because we're looking at about 10 minutes to go. So first off, I was going to say, everybody take a deep breath. You feeling better out there, Lex?
Oh yeah.
He's doing good. All right.
He's a happy little round-faced guy.
He is just a happy little round-faced guy. All right.
Thanks.
That's going to be buried in her lap a little later.
All right. So what we have right now.
Do you have any tips for him to tell him what to do or what not to do?
Do you have any tips for him?
Yeah, do it a lot and a lot. And wait a minute.
Anything specific? Do you like? Would any area you'd like him to concentrate on?
My vagina.
Other than that? No, I mean, would you like him to go straight for the insertion or play with the clip?
Okay, any guy who goes straight for the insertion is an idiot.
Maybe do a puppet show with the lips.
Puppetry the vagina.
anything in particular?
Yeah, I know. We'll work that out.
Lex, do yourself a favor. Go for the brown eye.
All right.
Lex, I will punch you in the face.
We have the final question in the Stan Lee trivia.
I missed my cue. Sorry.
Yes, you did. It's okay. You're a little wound up still.
I'm annoyed.
This one is another tough question, but it's you can get this one. Stan Lee appeared in a non-comic book movie sequel in a cameo role. In other words, it wasn't a comic book movie. What was the name of that movie? Now, I'm not going to give the hint because the hint will give it away, and this one's going to stink everyone up.
Smokey and the Bandit 4.
Smokey is
the Bandit.
I think I got to do this. I think I have to say this. The hint? I'm not looking for Mallrats here, people. I'm absolutely not looking for Mallrats. Here's the question again. Stan Lee appeared in a non-comic book movie sequel in a cameo role. What was the name of that movie? So we already know it wasn't a comic book movie. We already know that it was a sequel.
And we know it wasn't Mallrats.
And we know that it wasn't Mallrats.
And it's Stan Lee.
And it's Stan Lee.
Okay, guys. So that is the fourth and final question.
That's it. Right
you
here.
You need to take all of your answers. You need to put them in an email. You need to send that email to contest@spankwagon.net. You need to include all four answers in order. You need to include your name, your address, your telephone number, and the best email address to get back with you.
And your social security
number.
We need a semen, stool, and urine sample, so just send us your underwear.
Yeah.
To Niecy, because she's into that kind of stuff.
Now, this does all have to be in by next Friday, by the time we go on the air.
Actually, we'll have to cut it off 4 p.m.
4 p.m.?
Vegas okay. time.
4 p.m. Pacific. Standard. Have this in. We will call the winner on the air. Now, in the event of a tie, we will draw a winner live on the air. In the event that we don't get anyone with all four answers, we will come up with another game.
Yes, you lose.
And here's the thing. If we do not have a winner, the game will be a phone-in game next week.
There you go. So you have to be live and listening to the show. Guys, remember, again, this is big thanks to the guys at Comic Oasis here in Las Vegas. You can find them at Cheyenne and Rainbow. Also, the guys at the Brendan Theaters who helped us out and gave us a little bit of room.
Mad props to Joe there, giving us a little bit of room, giving us that few minutes with Stanley. 6 minutes, 52 seconds of hell. Heaven.
Of heaven, yeah.
It was hell because it was like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Oh my God.
Remember, guys, this is the only T-shirt he signed that night and one of only four items he signed that entire night. It was quite awesome.
Very awesome.
Wow.
So one more time for everybody there, everybody listening. You've heard the questions. If you've missed the questions, you need to replay the podcast. Listen to it. Okay, get those questions. Mail them in. contest@spankwagon.net. We'll put all the winners. We'll put everybody who's won in a hat if there's multiple four.
Not everybody who's won. Everybody who's answered all four questions correctly. And we will draw the name out of a hat or maybe out of a vagina or...
Well, if you're
I'd like
do
to see the vagina,
air,
you draw a hat. Anyhow.
If you do the on-air, you should just... If there's more than one person, you should have them just do the phone-in. Like, all... I think that would be...
Well, that'll be too complicated because we can't expect them...
Not all of them could join.
They may not be listening. There may be a specific reason they have to podcast.
Are you going to make a clause where they can't sell it?
No, they can do whatever they want. This is going to be
their
T-shirt.
If they sell it, they're just dicks.
And you know what? I'll tell you right now. It's a T-shirt. It's a green, extra large for the fatties, Marvel T-shirt, and it has on it Wolverine. We know that's not Stan, but it's still Marvel, Captain America, Spider-Man, Incredible Hulk, and Stan Lee's signature in black Sharpie is directly over top of where it says Marvel. So this is a great T-shirt. You can actually buy them at Target. I'll pimp that a little bit too, but... This is a one of a kind.
But you can't buy this one.
You can't buy this one anywhere. It is signed by Stan Lee when we did our interview with him at the Palms. It's a great shirt. Everybody needs this shirt.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Please, guys, participate, play, try and win. I swear to God, I did everything I could to hide this thing and try and keep it.
You know, you did. And on that note...
Hey, wait, we still got 5 minutes.
Yeah, we got to be done in 5 minutes.
Why do we have to be done in 5 minutes?
I got
to
do my credits.
Oh. Give me the paper. I'll do them.
There's no paper.
Oh, you suck.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You've been listening to Spankwagon Radio.
I got a bunch of people we need to thank. First off, big thank you to our guest, Kumar from 7-Eleven, for telling us about the cool-ass Quickie Mart.
Thank you. Come again.
We got a big thank you to our syndicates. A big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com.
Thanks, Jimmy, for recording the show.
Flash FM. KC Host Radio Network. Duke tried the chat. He didn't like the chat either. Door from Hell Radio, Fox FM. Gotta love Fox FM. Actually, they just revamped their site recently, too.
Outstanding.
Showdown.net. And I've been saying it wrong all these weeks. It's not Web Hits. It's Web Mix. So I'm sorry, Jody. Web Mix, classics of the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
All the greatest hits of Michael Bolton and beyond. Guys, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. We love you, and we'd love for you to be our friends. Please. myspace.com/spankwagon. And as usual, you can always go to spankwagon.net, try the forum, try the chat. There's even pictures of my ass somewhere on the site.
I think there is too.
Oh boy.
All right, and on that note,
retards, you've been listening to a Spankwagon Radio production of Spankwagon Radio, written and produced by Spankwagon Radio, edited by Spankwagon Radio, talent and host paid for by Spankwagon Radio. All guests of Spankwagon Radio stay at the lovely Sheraton Hilton downtown Las Vegas, where you too can get a crack and a blowjob for less than a dollar.
Nice.
But you must have a money order.
Outstanding, guys. Again, Spankwagon Radio, be here for next week when we give away the shirt.
So cool.
Retards,